Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a marvelous, wonderful, awesome God we serve. There's none like him. Jesus is our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Burden Bearer. Whatever we need is found in Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Praise God for his amazing grace. Bless the Lord. Since it's only the three of us on right now, praise God. Mother Alexander and Pastor Sims, so we give God blessings and greetings to you all. And we're going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord on some of this song that, what a wonderful Savior. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, herald of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praise God. Just giving some honor and glory and praise unto the Lord. Our glory to God should have a song in our hearts every day to be grateful and a prayer in our spirits and open to praise and magnify and thank God for all his great and mighty acts. Every day that the Lord has given us, we are to have a attitude of gratitude and gratefulness and thankfulness in the valley as well as on the mountaintop, in between decisions. So praise God. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Praise God. Even the part that say perfect submission, all is at rest. In my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. Oh, my God, wouldn't it be something to be lost in his love? Praise God. We thank God again for you all. We talked about, glory to God, at least I mentioned that we were going to have testimony tonight. I'll see whatever time we have, but so many requests out there, so much, many things that are going on. Want to still make sure that even coming into this month and months to come that we are in my spirit man folder this morning about asking the Lord to even help us to keep that spirit of thanksgiving. And we're going to have to be the one in our hearts and our spirit man to be grateful and thankful, but help us to stay focused on glorifying and magnifying his name. I'll just have to see how things work out tonight about the testimonies, but there's so many things for us locally that we know and news-wise to pray about and to give some assignments, praise the Lord, for some things. We'll still be praying about those things that are on your heart, but I would like to start off, praise God, with this Mother Alexander was the first online to the things I pray for. Oh, my God, I don't even know. Maybe I'll just put it out there, and each one of y'all just pick up some things concerning some of the crises that are going on besides the things that we know that are going on locally. Praise God. We want to pray for concerning this situation about the mask guidelines. They're talking about taking the mask off for you to be able to walk outside, but it's urging people to get vaccine, a second vaccine, which a large percentage of them are not doing so. And, you know, there's different spirit tactics out there. They have 8 million wait a minute, they have this crisis that I just saw in the news about India has 350,000 in 24 hours. Their patient is showing all these people outside in cars on the street dying and whatever like this, and some they don't have no oxygen. And when they say oxygen was $80, now it's $1,000 on the black market. And this doctor on there just crying, one of the doctors from India, please, please, please send us some help for some doctors and whatever. President Biden said he was going to send help. I forgot what that was, what all he's going to be doing. Then they'll have some prayer for the man that was shot in the head. That's on the news. We hear about all the time, a lot lately, about the killing with him with his hands on the whatever. Praying no more riots that would just rise up and just cause everything to go into disrest. But they're supposed to be trying to find out what they about these seven policemen, but one particular that shot him. Then it just flashed about the shot of a young man 10 times in the hospital fighting for his life right now because the fact of his the police put it down, come to find out it wasn't nothing but a phone in his hand, said he mistaken it for a gun, and he was on the phone calling his brother, on 911 calling about a situation with his brother. They'll have another political power, another situation where it's at a three synagogues, crime attacks, hate crime against three synagogues. And we also want to pray for this political power shift that they're saying, why would it be done in the middle of a pandemic? So quite a few states that's been now turned over to the Republican states because of concerns with, in the middle of a pandemic and whatever like this. So it's so many things that sometimes we look at something, what's the purpose or whatever, but we need to pray always, as the Bible says, pray without ceasing. And we want to keep those things lifted up before the Lord. We have some situations where some people are going through in their bodies with different sickness, and some go over they got with some diseases. Other situations we have where people are having some anxiety attacks on some of it with, the various other things that are going on in the body and stuff like this. So it's a lot of things out there to pray. So whatever comes to your heart as you pray, and even as we, if it's repeated, it's still fine because we're praying for strongholds to come down. We're praying for a blood covering over over our children and our youth and so forth because of some situations that are going on. Of course, they want even them from 16 to 35, and they're trying to offer up a bond and all that so if they can hurry up and just get their shots. But we want the Lord to just bless in all the various different situations that are occurring now. It's situations going on with our youth. There's so many up in the news lately about 5 years old, 7 years old, 10, 12 years old, being shot for what reason? One accidental shot, or because uncle the other day, they're supposed to be doing a video, whatever it is, supposed to be rap video or however, accidentally shooting your niece by accident, gun going off because why you have a real gun. But anyway, so many things are happening with our young babies. That devil is really after our youth, and in any capacity he can do is trying to keep them off the scene. Help us, glory to God, to be able to stay tuned in prayer of the various things that are going on around us, but stay in faith. Don't be oppressed, depressed, but also know we have an assignment in the name of Jesus. We're in the world, but not of the world, and God told us there's some things that were going to go on in these last days, but he said we're to be the light. We're still yet for the work while it's day. Pray without ceasing. So I know with so many other things occurring in our lives, in our family lives, in our neighbors, and all around us, just want to get tuned in to prayer. Thank God again, so miraculous in what God is doing to get us even ready more and more for this revival that's getting ready to come in. Glory to God. We thank God for this three-day revival that took place. Glory to God. Just even on the blog talk, with it's a new season and the great things that God will do, but we'll have determined we have to be, and how the Lord blessed Prophet His Bird to come forth on that Friday night, and on Saturday, how the woman of God brought the word about guilt, and how some things over to God in secrets and other things that are going on and how we need to be released some things and turn some things over to the Lord and the different tactics of the enemy, how you attack Pastor Apostle Burton came forth and told us how we need to be suited up with God's uniform and so forth like this because, glory to God, just like with the military, when they to go out, glory to God, in their uniforms, everybody has the same on the same uniform. We need to be able to have that on one accord with the one accordness with God, the uniform of God's word, his whole armor. She talked about each one pieces of the armor. If you need to go back and listen or desire to go back and listen, go back to www.blogtalkradio, Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, Connection, glory to God, and you'll be able to go back and hear all what God was saying in the revival. It was word for correction, for encouragement, for enlightenment, for fortifying us, glory to God, awareness and strengthening us, and inspiring us to stand on God's word. I thank God for each one of them heard from the Lord as we celebrate, glory to God, Jesus, celebrate, glory to God, what the Lord has done for 5 years. This has been a fiery, anointed, glory to God, life-changing transformation word that came forth. If we would hear the word of God and live by it through faith and obedience, oh my God, it's shifting and preparing us and transforming us to get prepared even more for the great revival that's coming on because we have to have clean hands in order for God to bless and to move. Father, as we come before you tonight, we just want to bless you. Excited about you and the move of God. The more and more of you inspire us and have us in place to pray and intercede and stand in the gap. God, we believe in the greater things, glory to God, is to come and life changing will take place. God, pulling down the strongholds of murder, pulling down the strongholds, glory to God, of confusion, pulling down the strongholds of hatred and prejudice, pulling down the strongholds of diseases and sickness, pulling down the strongholds, glory to God, of causing people, glory to God, to be out there, glory to God, with hopelessness and feeling helpless and the suicidal demons and those that are locked up in prison in their minds and in the physical as well. God, seeking, glory to God, the answer from God, that God will come in and intervene, praying for a change of heart, change of mind, praying for change of, glory to God, of those, glory to God, that have the legislatures for changing of laws. But as the laws change, heart transplants have to take place for it to come in compliance, for to come in alignment, for change to actually take place in the hearts of man. But God, most of all, we are praying for, glory to God, for you to touch, glory to God. And I know, glory to God, you said that you not desire none for to perish, but to come in, glory to that place of repentance and to turn to you. And you said, whosoever will, let him come. Glory to God. So I'm praying, glory to God, as we're in agreement to tear down strongholds, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh in man's heart, glory to God, that they will turn to you and accept you. And even those that have accepted you, might be even filled with the Holy Spirit, that have not come in compliance, to let go and let God to heal them on the inside, deliver them out of darkness, to let go those secret things, or to let go some things, glory to God, that need to be, glory to God, release, ah, God, to open up and allow you to come in, to get to that place that we're, like the woman of God talked about, that deer that panted after the water brook, come into a place of hunger and thirsting for righteousness, for your will, not, glory to God, trying to negotiate with you, because there is no negotiation. It's your word, glory to God, and it's settled when you said it. It's up to us, go out, to get to a place to believe it and act on it, and not to just to be a hearer, but a doer. God, we believe in us. We get right and have a light in us on the hill, not a flashlight, not under a bushel, and glory, I fill our lamps with oil and be glory to God for the long haul, the marathon runners. God, we're going to be able, glory to God, to be able to reach more, and they can be able to see the light of Jesus Christ in our lives. Oh, to get rid of this guilt and stop, glory to God, allowing our tongues to be used as, glory to God, a weapon against, glory to God, people, instead of looking at the fact that it's, we're not fighting flesh and blood, but fighting the spirit of the enemy that's using these vessels, just like God has to have a vessel to use for his glory. Glory to God, the enemy has one too. That's why you have so much chaos and murdering and killing and all kind of foolishness going on and disrupting people's lives. Oh, God, we're praying right now for those strongholds. Praying, glory to God, for us to realize the weapons that you've given us as believers and also not to be fearful and fretful, glory to God, and not allow sin to, glory to God, have us tossed to and fro, glory to God, because the things that are going on, feelings and emotions or prestige and power struggles and all kind of other things, putting before you, trying to get what we want to accomplish and appease the flesh. But God, these strongholds got to come down, come up, uprooted, and come to a place that we make the decision that is your will, not our will being done, so we can pray effective, so we can pray with forgiveness, we can pray with love, we can pray, glory to God, hallelujah, to be advanced in the kingdom of God, to accomplish what God wants, not what we want, not trying to build up, glory to God, a kingdom here. You said we are foreigners in this land. Ah, God, you said where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. God, we want to have the mind of Christ if we really want to be a disciple for him. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying in the midst of all of this pandemic and all this stuff that's going on, and just to hear over in India the horror, glory to God, of just seeing mass amount of people laying out, glory to God, in cars on the street, all young people dying, other people older dying, all glory to God, because of the they're not having anything but nothing, glory to God, not even have enough oxygen, even trying to revive one another, glory to others, glory to God, that's there, glory to God, because they just laying out, glory to God, dying because of a pandemic, because of a vaccine, only have 10% in the whole India. That is, that's horrific. It's always mind-boggling at this time with all the vaccine and everything that's going on. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy. Send help in the name of Jesus. We're praying this thing is not going to spread and start all over a fire, all over the land and all over the globe again. God, we know, glory to God, all power is in your hand. You told us to pray and pray without ceasing. You told us to bear one another burdens. You told us to look to you as the author to finish our faith. You told us to keep faith, glory to God, and glory to God, to walk by faith. Don't watch and watch with our eyes, but see in the spirit. And so we got to stand in the spirit, glory to God, hallelujah, holding on to faith. And when we hear these things, that we'll not be overwhelmed, tormented, or whatever, but get on our posts and use our weapons. Hallelujah. Use our weapons in the name of Jesus. This blood running rapid in the street, glory to God, cause the people, glory out, with the taking on the mindset of whatever the devil tell them, glory to God, whatever comes to mind to do it, the blood of Jesus. If it's not robbing and killing, it's setting fires in somebody's, or glory to God, or mass killings, or other things that we're doing, or using some words sometimes, glory to God, to bring destruction. Oh, whatever the means that the enemy is doing with all this chaos and confusion. God, you are greater than anything that we are seeing or going through or whatever. God, we just trust you, and we continue to pray. And God, help us to keep lifting up your name. Continue, glory out, to speak your word and decree and declare what thus said the Lord, and not be moved by what, glory to God, hallelujah, the devil is saying. God, you told us, glory to God, hallelujah, greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. God, even with this police mentality, whatever it is, we bind that up too as well. All the forces of evil that is trying to keep the rushing in the country, mass gun laws, glory, being passed, glory to God, or in favor of, glory to God, destruction because of money. But God, we are praying a change. No matter how long it's been, things can change with the power of prayer and having faith in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for wisdom, glory to God, for people that feel like they need to carry one or have to carry one for whatever. But the devil is a liar. The people that's supposed to be protecting us and glory to God, and supposed to be upholding the laws, are the one that's breaking them, that's in our system. There's a broken down system in some areas, but God, we know there's some good police out there. We know some of our own family members are policemen, all glory to God, police women, all you want to call it. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to bless and deliver whatever the enemy is thinking he's going to annihilate, glory to God, erase and so forth because of what they're feeling through prejudice and this, that, and the other, and slipping through the cracks. But God, more and more, glory to God, I'm praying enforcement that there will be justice, and it needs to not only just have justice, but it needs to be a change, so it don't have to be turned back around. We got to pray about this, tear down this stronghold. Oh, glory to God, I've got to go to court about this, and glory to God, and try to get justice by this. God, we're praying a mindset to change. Glory to God, we know love is greater than hate. But we know there is demons out there, and there's satanic forces that are going to try everything they can to keep God's word and keep, glory to God, the anointing of love and glory, appreciation of life, glory to God, to keep it from happening. Hell is enlarging itself daily, and the enemy is trying to keep people, glory to God, from turning their lives over to the Lord. And those that have turned their lives over and glory, I went back into the world, not give them a chance to even get back. And the other ones that don't know, no knowledge of them, hallelujah, glory, he don't want them to
to have to hear. But God, I'm praying like never before. Glory to God that your word will permeate the earth and hearts will change. It will come in alignment to want to know who you are and to live according to your word. In the name of Jesus, we come against this fear tactic because it's causing so many to be fearful. Don't know whether, you know, you're going to be, when you go out, go over to God, whether you're going to get back home, going to work, or either just driving down the road with people playing cowboys and Indians, or somebody shooting and is running into your house, or somebody running a vehicle up into your house, or somebody doing something where we have to rape you or turn back around and break you down for robbing you in the middle of the day, unraping in the middle of the day. The blood of Jesus, Satan, you are lying, the blood of Jesus. God, I thank you for covering us. I thank you for giving us wisdom how to go in and come out. But you didn't give us spirit of fear. Help us, glory to God, to be able to be a light and glory to God, be able to have wisdom, Lord, what to embrace, what not to embrace, when to go, when not to come. But also, glory to God, stay on our post to pray and intercede and what we can reach out to do and accomplish, glory to God, in the physical. Help us to be led by your spirit. Oh, we come against the demonic forces that twisting minds, glory to God. Oh, not only just killing other people, but suicide, glory to God, of them own self. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We pray for those, glory to God, that have been pushed into suicide, and glory to God, and others that are destroying their own families. Oh, because, glory to God, oh, I got hurt at the job, and I lost my job, or this happened, or something went on in Rome, or running somebody down because the fact is, I don't want to let you go. Oh, devil, you are a liar, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, whatever it may be, and tearing up homes, all the fighting and confusion and chaos, glory to God, in the home. God, you ordained families, glory to God, and even fathers against, glory to God, sons and sons and mothers and daughters against each other, and in-laws and outlaws, glory to God, the blood of Jesus. God, we are praying. Help us, glory to God, to not run around with our opinion about things, but help us to speak what the word of God is saying and live by what the word of God says. Even if a situation is familiar to us, help us to not allow ourselves to let our tongue get in and twist things, this, that, and the other from what we heard. But glory to God, you said, out of all you're getting, get an understanding. Help us to walk in truth. Help us to check our armor, what we have on, glory to God, or is it hanging off because of what we done been through or whatever? Have we put the helmet back on? Have we, glory to God, make sure we girded up, glory to God, with the spirit of truth, because so many people have parts of their armor on and the spirit of truth still lying, still in deception. Oh, you're letting the devil play in the playground up in their head with this anxiety from this, that, and the other, and talking fear more than they're talking faith. Oh, spreading it out like glory to God, a wildfire. Oh, God, at our feet, which way are they going? Which direction? Glory to God, to and fro, serving, trying to serve two masters. Glory to God, in the world and back forth, glory to God, here and there. God, we need you like never before, but we got to acknowledge that we need help. We need you. We need to stand on what your word is saying. God, we're too old, some of us, in the gospel, glory to God, to be turning back and going back, glory to God, to in a fetal position. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, I'm praying that we'll be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Glory to God, and know that it is a new season. It is time now for us to stand like never before. It's time now, glory to God, to hold fast the faith. It's time now, glory to God, to be a warrior. Glory to God, and to be able to not let what goes on in our house, what goes on in the neighborhood, what goes on in the media, what goes on, glory to God, in this country, that comes to overwhelm us. Pray and believe God, and hold on to our faith, hold on to our joy, hold on to our peace, and when we need reinforcement after we done talk to you, then call the brother or sister, glory to God, that's walking in some power, walking in some anointing, walking in some truth. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, you are so good to us. Oh, all the wonderful things that you are doing, even in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of any trial and tribulation, even before a pandemic ever came. And even, glory to God, greater things yet to come, but help us to be anchored and be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that I shall not be moved. Help us to be able to sensitive in the spirit that we can discern some things. And we'll be so sensitive when our brothers and our sisters going through some things, we'll be able to pray and intercede and touch bases when necessary and not just put it off like, oh, yeah. Don't worry. Don't be looking at the last time they smiled or the last time, glory to God, you heard their voice and they were doing fine. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes that the enemy is attacking and trying to bring us down or sabotage. God, help us, glory to God, to be on our post, to be alert, and not, glory to God, me, my, I, and us four, or me, our little church over here. Help us, God, to know it's time. Even all across the globe where we're hearing all these things that are going on, we need to be praying and standing and blessing you and giving you glory and keep our praise going up. Glory to God, so we can stay in a place of joy and peace, casting these cares back, laying aside the weight, glory to God, of this world and the situations that are going on around us, and keep going to you, because you says your burden is light and your yoke is easy. Ah, oh, God, help us like never before to know, glory to God, you got all the answers. And we thank you for it. And as we pray and believe you, there's always going to be something every day to pray for, even in our own homes. Help us to keep ourselves covered under the blood, our children, our families, glory, our church family, and keep pursuing, glory, with the whole armor. Anything we go through, glory to God, help us, glory to God, when we're going through a heavy trial. Get back like them soldiers. Do that R&R. Come back, glory to God, dress, glory to God, putting everything back in place. Don't ever supposed to take it off, but it, you might be hanging, glory to God. The helmet might be off a little bit, hanging to the side. Breastplate might be hanging down to the side because we were in warfare. Glory to God, now see, tie up those boot strings. Glory to God, I hope our tighten that belt back up too. Glory to God, and your shoe strings should, glory to God, tighten up so we can have that, glory to God, that feet, glory to God, a peace to walk, glory to God, in the path that God would have us. Lord, we're in our back. Ah, we don't have to be covered with that because Jesus is our real guard. Got to stand on the promises. God, I love you. I appreciate you and adore you. I pray, glory to God, that you will have your way in the midst of us this night. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you. They are good, not for evil, to give you that expecting it to bless and prosper you. Glory to God, give you a future. He knows the thoughts he have towards us. Help us to stand fast. And glory to God, keep his laws, keep his word, meditate on the day and night so we can have good success like you told, glory to God, Joshua. And as you done told Peter, that the enemy desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray that your faith faileth not. Glory to God, we got an intercessor. We got, glory to God, an advocate. We got a God that we can call on, Jesus. Hallelujah. And glory to God, he'll send the answer. It may not come at the time we think, but his own time. So, God, we just bless you so much to be thankful for every day. So we give thanks and glory and honor to you. Bind up satanic forces, every evil force of the enemy to come against this prayer, come against our lives, come against the ministry, come against the things that you have set up for us. Glory to God, come against our the lives of our family members. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak life, and we cancel his assignment of untimely death and sickness, incidents, accidents, and mishaps, chaos, and confusion. The blood of Jesus. We speak life, health, and wholeness, peace, and joy. Glory to God, our spiritual blessings and financial blessings, even debt cancellations, but a desire like never before, the hunger for you. Get your word and obey it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Mother Alexander, then Pastor Sims, praise God. Brother Black, praise God. Let me see if I saw Mother, see, Inabino, want to just let Pastor Bird be right after Mother Sims, Pastor Sims, and then Brother Black, and that way we can... And then after Brother Black, then we'll have Mother McCormick. Praise God. And then Mother Willett. He shout out. Aramokoto Remi Ando. Shande kete kiando robo koto roba. Enando renefati isheda makete andoro kotada. Ere andoro kotia tarara masete. If my people will hear my voice and obey as I call them out and call them and set them apart for such a time as this, if they will hear me and obey, mighty and great things will come to pass. If they will only be, their prayers, glory to God, will be answered. I will use them for my glory. If they will just humble themselves and pray and stand on my word and not waver. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, glory to God, of the healing that will take place. Glory to God, the deliverance that will take place. Family members coming in. Hallelujah. He said, walk by faith and not by sight. Don't watch, glory to God, what you're praying for like it's a movie. Just stand on it and walk in faith. Glory to God, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And search our hearts and make sure that we are walking in forgiveness and the love of God. Because we can't get answers from God when we are walking with unforgiveness, holding us back from some of the things that God has said we're to have. We give place to the enemy to bind up what God says ought to be loose and free in us, in the name of Jesus. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Pray without ceasing. Hold on. Don't be moved by what you see in your eye gates, but see what I say. In Jesus' name we pray. Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God. God, you tell your people, Lord God, you said, if we pray, Lord God, and according to your word, Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But, Father, you tell us to pray. And your word said, Lord God, according to the promises, God, you said, fear not. According to Isaiah 41, you said, fear not, for I am with you. Father, your word cannot void, it cannot fail us. Touch a people's hearts, Lord God, that they've learned to cry out to you and stand on your word, Heavenly Father. Because according to your promise, Lord, you tell us in Psalms 107:19, the people cry out to you, cry out to the Lord when they were in trouble. Today, the people them is fear, running, hiding. Instead of stand boldly and promise, the Lord promised that he will answer prayer. He also give us authority and dominion in Matthew, whatever we bind and hurt. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We got to learn to bind these things and don't give the enemy the power. Because the power was given to the children of the living God. Who believe in him, those that serve him, must stand faithful. You can't serve him halfway and think these things are going to just fly over your head. You got to stand boldly and serve the Lord, believe in the Lord. The pastor teached last night about the armor. The more people hear these things, and they got to start paying attention and start receiving it and standing by faith, because there is nothing more important in this world but the living word of God. Because the word of God is life in the word. We got to know that who knows who you are in Christ. If you say you're a child of God, if you believe in the living God, then you speak the word. And stand boldly. Don't back up. Stand faithful. Because who is more powerful than the word of God? What more powerful in this world than the word of God? The children of the living God got to learn how to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours. Because Christ says, whatever you bind on earth. He didn't say what you bind in heaven. He said, whatever you bind on earth. That means these things that the adversary is rolling all over the world with. We must know that we have a target of banning these things. Father God, touch the heart of people, Lord God, that they will come to know, Lord God, if you said it, stand faithful. And Lord, you give us faith. Help them to know how to grow the faith by standing faithful on your word, Lord God. And what they say and mean what they say. Don't say one thing, according to the pastor just asked. Just bring the word that you say one thing out your mouth, but something else is in the heart. You can't make it that way. You have to be real what you say. You got to be sincere in what you said. You can't be on playing the fiddle and think that you're going to get over. No. You got to learn to speak the word of God and stand boldly on it, regardless what's coming on. And fear death should not be nowhere around you. Why should you fear death? All of us got to die one day. But thanks be to the living God, he gave us a title to speak over these things, because these things, that is chaos that's going on in the world today, is nothing but the adversary. But where is the people of God to stand against it in the name of Jesus? God did not give us a power to sit on. And we have known that he went to the cross. Jesus Christ paid a price for us. And he said it is finished. But what is we doing? Instead of standing boldly and proclaim who you really are, don't let men tell you who you are. God already let you know who you are. You're a child of the living God, daughter of Abraham. Stand faithful. If you say you is for the living God, then you stand. Live for him. This world should not have anything over you. When you stand boldly and proclaim the victory in Christ, then you stand, baby. Don't let nobody stop that. Stand boldly. So much stuff is going on in the world today, but where are the people of God? Some of us stand faithful. Some is falling on the other side. Some is talking one way, and then the next thing they talk another way. You can't use the power like that. You got to stand faithful. If God said it, then, baby, I don't care what comes. You stand. Because God don't make mistakes. And the Bible tells you that his word never changed, baby. His word is forever. His word, everything might fall, but not the word of God. So if God said, cast all my cares on him, why am I going to worry about what's going on over on this side? No. I have to have in my heart and in my mind made up completely, I am going to serve the Lord regardless what's come. So we have to stand and bind this false spirit that is rising its head up in the world. We're all the people of God. Church door closed. But to my Lord, we as children of the living God that make up our mind to serve God, come water, come rain, we will stand. Because the word of God said, I'll never leave you. And it's happened more than one time in the Bible that he said it. More than one time he said, fear not. So we have no excuse, baby. We have no excuse. When you make up your mind to serve the living God, you got to stand. I don't care what the enemy come against you with. The point is you have to believe that my Father have a hedge around me. It doesn't matter what you do. My Father have a hedge around me. I'm standing boldly because he gave me the dominion. He gave me the authority. But when you're going to let the enemy roll over you and you're going to talk about you, woman of God, wake up. We got to learn, man and woman, we got to learn that these things that's coming in the world and going chaos, we have authority to pray down in the name of Jesus. But we got to live according to the word of God. You can't say one thing and mean another. Whatever you say, you got to stand. Stand on it. Sickness and disease that come up against us today. The children of God should know that the Lord already gave us the authority because what did God say? He was wounded. He took all the sickness. He bare everything. And if you think you got to remember that again, get back to Genesis. Get back to Exodus. And you see what he said. Because we should not be so intimidated, be in fear about these things that are going on in the world today. We must speak against it. Because we must always remember this. We're not fighting against the person there. Is that foul spirit is rising up. But God gave us the authority. That's why he said we are the light of the world. Why should we think that darkness is supposed to be covering us up and we are light? Whenever we show up, it's light. Whatever is darkness, it's got to move out because of who we are in. The Heavenly Father did not say we're supposed to just throw in the towel and sit down and let the enemy take chaos. No. He said he gave us the power. He said whatever we bind and hurt, he says if we pray. So there's no excuse for going on today that we don't see that. This is the enemy rising up. Pastors, women of God, preaching, telling you over and over. And still, people what? They're ready to run to the world instead of stand boldly. You having church going on, people running outside to see a baseball before they run up to the service. And we got to know that no matter what goes on in this world, don't let it take the place that God gave us. Because God called us to do his work here on earth. He said, whatever we bind. He didn't say what he bind here. He said, if whatever we bind. That means we have the authority to bind these things up the enemy. We have to open our mouth and let the enemy know, you have no authority here. You will not take our life. It's not time. You will not take it in the name of Jesus. Speak life. Don't go around talking about, I'm depressed. No. Bind that spirit up because God didn't tell you that. God called you to be one of his. And if you serve him sincerely, baby, from the heart, it doesn't matter what the enemy do. You do not move. You still claim the victory that is yours. And we thank God for who he is in our life. I know that the Lord said in his word, I will not forsake you. He said, be strong and courageous. That's not a change. God's word is still going on, but we have to take it back. Mean it. Take it fully, just like if you're eating your food, you're hungry and you're eating. That's all you got to take, the word of God. Don't let nothing change it from you. Don't let nothing let you believe that, oh, no, it's not going to work. No. You stand faithful. Stand faithful on the word of God. I don't see nowhere in the Bible that God fail his word. If he give you a promise, baby, it's coming. All you have to do is have faith and stand faithful in his word. I thank God for today. I thank God for the pastors. I thank God for each and every one that's standing in the gap, man. Because there's nothing stopping us from standing in the gap for one another. God already gave us the authority and the dominion. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. And for the prayer line, Father God, thank you for keeping the prayer line going. Thank you for the head of prayer line, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening our Lord God, that she continue to stand boldly. For Lord, you are the God that deliver us. You are the God that give us the power and the authority and the dominion here on earth. Help us to remember, Lord, that we are the light of this world, not darkness. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Glory to the Father God, we come before you in the matchless name of Jesus, Lord. We ask of you, Father God, to continue to help us, all of your baptized, born-again believers, to lift your name up, Lord, so that others will be able to see you in us, Lord. And no flesh on parade, but all glory, all praises belong to you, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we love you. We will just tell you we adore you, Lord. We're so glad that you, Emmanuel, God with us. You didn't leave us and not forsake us, even though it's a pandemic in the land and people are dying on us all around, Father. But you gave us a promise in your word, Father, and I can remember being on the bed so sick. And I remember what Mother Alexander always say, say, hold on to that word, don't let it go. And I grabbed hold to a verse, Psalms 107:20. He said, he sent his word and healed me. And Father, if you hold on to that word, it will not return to you void, but it'll do that which you sent it out to do. And I thank and praise you, Lord God, for your mercy. And I'm just full this afternoon, this evening, Lord, because we see so many things going on, and we just wish that it would be different, and it can be different. Father, we don't want to be warriors wearing diapers and sucking a baby bottle, Lord. We want to be able to stand on that word, believing, not wavering, knowing, Father God, that you're coming through, that if we have faith and we do what the commandments of God tell us to do, we hold on to that word, that we are not. You said you would not leave us as orphans. You didn't leave us as orphans. You told us you'd send the Holy Ghost. And you did, Lord, and the Holy Ghost is supposed to indwell every baptized believer. And for Lord, for that, we say thank you. What will we do, Lord God, without you, without your mercy, without your word, Father, that we can hold on? We have a place to run. Yeah, we can run to the city of refuge, and that's the word of God. That's what we hold on to, your word, Father. We do praise you. We give you honor. We bless your name. Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that you've given unto us, Lord. We know that the world is in turmoil. We have all kinds of systemic racism, Lord. We have police brutality. We have plague, and not only the sickness of corona, but we have all kind of matters of sickness and disease that are overtaking people, Lord God. But above all of that, the word says that it's nothing impossible with you. Oh, Father, we love you. We praise you right now, Lord. Hold on to your word, Father, because that's all we have. You're listening tonight. That's all you have.
man, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your children may want to help you, want to bring you out, but God is our refuge. He is the one. He's the only one that can bring you out and bring you up, Lord. Father, we praise you. We do bless your name, Lord. We come before you, Father. We're praying for mankind everywhere. As far as humanity tread the soil, Lord, we're praying. Just not for the United States, but the whole world, Father. We pray for Israel, Lord. We pray for sinner men and women everywhere, Father, that don't know you. And as the careless and unconcerned, don't want to know you. But, Father, we're praying and we're asking you, Lord, to put somebody, a Bible, a tract, somebody in their way to let them know that you have a Savior who cares. And not only does he care, he's able to bring you out of any situation. Is there anything too hard for God? No. So as a resounding no, he can do anything but fail. And we just want to let him know tonight that we love him and we honor him. Father, we're so thankful and so grateful. Yes. We're so thankful and so grateful for your kind love and mercy. And I understand that in the Bible, I haven't counted them, but it says 365 times, it says, fear not, fear not, fear not, for I am with thee. And you be scared anyway. Sometimes you have to do things scared to stand right there by you and help you to get through it. Lord, we do praise you. We honor you. We bless your name. We pray for the elderly, Lord, the ones that are being abused and the ones that don't know which way to go and where their next meal is coming from, Lord. Father, we pray for, hallelujah, we pray for abused children, Father, little babies and little boys and girls that's being abused, and husbands and wives that's being abused in their own home, Lord God. Father, that you, Father, send your word for that somebody would hear it and realize that this is not the way. Because Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus, hallelujah, praise God, is the way. We thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for everybody on this prayer line. Father, we pray for everything that concerneth them, Lord God. We pray for those that wanted to be on this prayer line and couldn't be on here, Father. We pray for them, Lord God, that you would strengthen them where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down. Father, we do love you. We praise you. We honor you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And we ask these blessings, Father God, right now, in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. We honor you, God. We give you glory.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for who you are and all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. I was praying in my house the other day, and I had this picture that went before my eyes of Solomon and Gomorrah. And I began to read the scripture, and I'm just going to read this. Genesis 6, starting at verse 5, and it said, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." God wants those things that grieve him to grieve us. God wants us to cry out. for a nation that is folding on itself. And verse 7 said, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both men and beasts and the creeping things and the crawling things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. And I began to cry out to God Almighty. Hallelujah. And God said, cry aloud, for they know not what they do. For the heart of man, oh, Shadadabohusanda, have become so shattered. They have no real emotions, no real feelings. Ooh, the Boshididiosata. And God said to me, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But it's not just the natural man that he's destroying. It's the spirit man so that he can get back at me. So God said we have to pray without ceasing. And we are not to look at their faces. Hallelujah, that we might get turned around. But we are to rely on the Spirit of God that lives in us and take it abode in us and take authority over those things that he's already given us authority over. God has left the world in our hands. And it's time for the church to rise up in power and authority. It's time for the church to take the lead now in Jesus' name and stop letting the things of the world, material things, prestige, and all of that stuff come in and take center stage, and we have forgotten to pray and pray aloud. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come boldly tonight to your throne of grace. And we ask you for mercy. Forgive us, God, of all shortcomings. We have fallen short of your glory. We have allowed the world to set the temperature, God. Forgive us. Forgive your body. Forgive your church as we rise up and cry out to the Almighty God. Have mercy upon us, dear God. Help us to be just like the blind man. When they tried to shut him up, he cried aloud because he needed healing. God, we need healing in all areas of our lives. Help the church to make a noise, God, that will shake the foundation of this world now in Jesus' name. Help us to have one voice coming up before you, forgetting about ourselves, God, and come together in unity and oneness and cry out for your great power, God, that dunamis power that will blow up Satan's attacks here in the earth, Father God. Because you've given us your word. You've given us that power. It's your word. You decreed and declared that your word, God, would not come back void, but it would accomplish what it's sent to do. So God, help us to place the word of God on every situation and circumstance. So we come against murder, God, in any form, in the physical, in the natural, and also, God, in that spirit man. We speak life to a dead church. We speak life, God, to those people that spirit you're dead. And when you spirit you're dead, you can't feel nothing. You become insensitized to all of the evil around you. God, we speak life. Can these bones live? Only you know, God. Only you go. We speak to those dead things and command them to live again. We speak, Father God, that love will come back in our sisters and our brothers. We come against racism in any form. In Jesus' name, it got to go. It got to be eradicated in this world, God, in the name of Jesus, so that the heart of man can change in Jesus' name. Father, we pray your mercy upon us now, God. Help us to come back to our first love. Help us, Father God, and forgive us for making things more important than you. God, we have big churches all over this world, and material things have become first, and they have put you second. But you are jealous, God. You will have nothing else before you. Help us to come back to that first love, Father God. And I pray in the name of Jesus for your forgiveness. I pray, Father God, that your church will be vibrant again. It will not just be a social gathering, Father God, but it will be men and women coming together to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. It will be a place where men and women, God, can gather and they can feed and get power one for another so that we can defeat the devil, dear God. Because all of this stuff that's going on, and people may not know, but it's being influenced by the spirit of the air. And that spirit of the air is Satan. And he's to and fro seeing who he can destroy. And he's doing it through the people. Just shoot them. Shoot them for any reason. And because the devil is in it, there's no true feelings. And they can't even feel it when they blow another man's brains out. God, we come against the prince of the air in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that the word of God shall stand forever and ever. Whether it's coming out of somebody else's mouth or my mouth, God, we pour out the word of God. For the word of God speak. It is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath and the life and the immoral spirit and of the joints and marrow, the deepest part of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very throats and purposes of the heart. It's a matter of the heart, God. Turn us around, Father God. Turn us around, Father God. Help us to love one another again, God, regardless of whether we're rich or poor, regardless of whether we're black or brown or yellow or white, Father God. Help us to have that love of God, because you said it was so important, Father God, that you said we ought to love God with all of our heart, our minds, and our soul. And the second one, God, being just important, love one another. Help us to come back to that first love. And that love of God, that agape love, will help us to love one another in these crises, Father God. We're in a mess. We're in crisis, Father God. This pandemic came, but the pandemic just opened our eyes to everything else that's going on. God, we have entered warfare with the pandemic, but it's a warfare with men and women taking each other's life. It ain't just the police, Father God. We're shooting up people on our own block. We're shooting up people because they got on the wrong color. We're shooting up people because they're in the wrong part of town. No true affection, God. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, going about living every day, Father God, with no regards to you. But God, they didn't have the Holy Spirit. We have that Holy Spirit living in us, God. Hallelujah. And help us as Christians, Father God, hold my city de Osata, to begin to pray without ceasing. We're going to pray and believe that because we ask you, Father God, that a change is going to come. We believe, Father God, when we can come together on one accord, that we can ask anything and see it come to pass. So, Father, we are praying for the nations all over this world, even with this pandemic where people just dying. We are praying, Father God, that we can get together, because we can't get together on who need to wear masks and who don't. And now we see that it is affecting more of the young people, Father, because they bought a lie that say you don't need it. So, Father, we are praying for wisdom. We need wisdom, Father God. Show us how to go in and how to go out. In every situation, we need that wisdom of God that surpasses all understanding, dear God. So I'm praying that we will seek you for wisdom, that we won't look to Dr. Fauci and all those other people that, and asking them for wisdom, but we'll seek wisdom from you, dear God, and you will show us what to do and how to act, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, God, to save lives, Father, in Jesus' name. I don't care what they say. I don't even care what they say about the vaccine. Some is good, some is bad. People are dying. They are not dying. Whatever it is, we got to factor in Jesus Christ in every situation. And you can make those bad vouchers of vaccines good. Oh, God, you're the battle of life. And we're asking you, Father God, to intervene in this situation in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you to touch the heart of man, God, that just want to have a reason to hate. They hate you because you're poor. They hate you because you don't live in the right neighborhood. They hate you, Father God, because of the color of your skin. So we're praying for peace, Father. We are praying, God, for that heart operation to come with that word of God in the name of Jesus. Save us, Father. We need a Savior in times like these. We need a solid rock, and that rock is Jesus. We are praying, Father God, for peace in Israel now. Oh, God, there's a whole lot of stuff going on over there. There's wars, rumors of wars. People are dying. But, God, we are praying for peace in that area in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those people, God, to rise up and begin to call on the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, for that gathering in their homeland, Father God, and they will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. So we pray for that nation, God, right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, for the world, for those lives, God, as Pastor BJ prayed and was talking about everything that's going on. And I know you heard her, God. I know that you heard her prayers. But, God, we bring our prayers with her prayers. And we intercede for India. We intercede, God, for every nation in this world that they will have exactly what they need. But most of all, God, we're praying for salvation for them. Because, God, a lot of them are Hindus and a lot of other stuff that's going on. And, God, what is it to save your life and lose your soul? So we are praying, Father God, that they will find you, dear God, in the midst of everything that's going on. We are praying, Father God, that they will turn from a lot of those religious practices, God, and that they will seek the true God. We're praying that they will be saved in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, for missionaries who go forth and bring forth the word and that teaching of Jesus, God, that they might hear the word and be changed by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. So we're asking even for the safety of the missionaries and other people, Father God, that's going forth to bring aid to them. They're bringing in food and medical supplies and different stuff, but we are praying now, God, that they can bring in the power of Almighty God, because your church is not without power. So we are praying, God, that they will hear the word and the word will set them free and they will be changed and that they will receive Jesus as their Savior, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray especially for the youth in the United States of America. We are praying because, God, they're full of wisdom. But, God, they're doing anything that they can imagine to do. I mean, just no sense of urgency for anything. Just live today. Let's get high today. Let's shoot up today. And God, their identity, their identity is everywhere. But God, we know that our identity is found in you. And unless they come back, Father, and connect with you, their identity will be whoever they want to identify with. And we know that that's a trick of the enemy. You didn't make a mistake when you created us. And I'm not coming against homosexuals, God, because I don't know what they feel in the inside. But I read in your word where you created man and woman, God. And whatever is going on in their minds, Father, I'm asking you to give them sound mind. Give them the mind of Christ, so that they hold your feelings and purposes, God, in their own heart. And I pray for them. I come against confusion, God, in Jesus' name. But we know the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he brings in confusion, God, in the name of Jesus. So we come against Satan now as we put on that whole arm of God, that we are able to stand up, God, in these last days. Like never before, we got to stand up against Satan and all of his cohorts, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. Because, God, we know he wants to kill us. He wants to destroy us, God. He hates us because you love us. So, therefore, God, we take on the whole arm of God that we might be able to withstand in the evil days. And having done all to stand, standing therefore having our loins girded about with truth, your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal but mighty, for the pulling down of strongholds. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love, God. We shod our feet with the preparation of gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, we have peace. And we pursue peace with all men. We take on the shield of faith, God, where we are able to quench every fiery dart, and the helmet of salvation, Father, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in all these trials, tests, tribulations, God, we cut to pieces the snares of the enemy by speaking the word of God. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we thank you for this armor. And we will pray it every time, on every occasion, in every season, in the spirit, with all manners of prayers, Father God, so that we can stay alert and so that we can stay connected to you, dear God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy upon this world. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. God, we know if you judge Sodom and Gomorrah that you're going to judge us. But God, we are believing that prayer can turn things around. We're believing that prayer can even change your heart, God. So we ask in Jesus' name that you protect us and that you keep us, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that we get into our closets and we begin to pray over every situation. Everything that's happening, God, is just a matter of prayer because we believe that if we ask it, we are have it. So, Father, we're asking for peace now. In the name of Jesus, asking for peace in this nation. We're asking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you protect your people, God. Keep us protected from all of this stuff that's going on, the pandemic, all this shooting, all this killing. and everything else, God, because we are yours and we belong to you. And we ask for your mercy and grace. And, God, we just thank you right now for all the prayer warriors. We thank you, Father God, that when we come together, we all have one voice. We all pray for different things, God, and that's all right. But we're all on one accord. And we're believing, God, that tonight heaven was one bond. We believe that tonight something turned, God, in our favor. We are believing you, God, for increase in every area, Father God, so that man may be saved and recognize who Jesus is. So, God, we just thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, thank you. I touch and agree with all the prayers, God, that went up, Lord. Hallelujah, as a sweet smelling savor unto your nostrils, God. Yes, God, we continue to lift up the nations all over the face of the earth, God. Our matriarchs and patriarchs, Lord. Our youth and our babies, God. All over the face of the earth, the homeless, the incarcerated, Lord, the hungry, Lord. The spiritually malnourished, God. Lord, the starving, God, hallelujah, God, Lord, the ones, Lord, that are being raped and hurt, God, the ones that are, God, are being accused for no reason, God, because they're lifting you up, they're lifting your son Jesus up, God. Hallelujah. The ones, Lord, that are incarcerated, being tortured, God. Lord, overseas, the ones that are being killed, God. All over the face of the earth, God. Murdering spirit, God. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came that we may have life of that more abundantly. But we must first accept you as Lord and Savior. We must first, God, recognize and acknowledge you, God. Hallelujah, and your dear son and what he's done on the cross for our lives, God. Hallelujah, God. We must be serious. We must be sincere, God. Hallelujah, God. You said John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, God. Hallelujah. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent, God. You said in John 17, when you were your son, when Jesus was praying, Father God, no man can pluck them out of my hands, God. Lord, you said stay in the hedge, stay under the hedge, stay under the umbrella. Hallelujah. One of the prayer warriors said, don't throw in the towel. Don't abandon ship. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God, because we are under your protection, Lord. Just like chicks run under the wings of the hen of their mother, we find refuge in you. You are our place of refuge, God. We don't take it for granted. We'll always remember it. Whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, God, and we thank you, God, and we bind the murdering spirit, suicide and homicide spirit all over the face of the earth, lasciviousness, unconstrained actions, a heresy spirit in the name of Jesus, God. I know it all, spirit, pride in every shape, fashion, form, and facet in the name of Jesus. You're a liar. We decree and we declare the word of God over all your evil works in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for this reason, the Son of Man was manifested to destroy all the works of the destroyer. And we thank you, Lord, that even in this season right here, God, some are being put out. But God, you are raising your remnant up. You are raising your remnant up. Some serve other gods, God. And that's not pleasing in your eyes. They refuse to serve you, to accept your son, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. God, let your will be done. We're not against anybody. We lift you up, but let your will be done, God. Lord, we speak love to all the nations, all the children's, Lord, even grands and greats on down to their third and fourth generation, God. But, Lord, you said whoever don't accept your son as Lord and Savior, they don't accept you. And there's a penalty, God. I pray, Lord, that everybody's mind be enlightened, God. Everybody's heart be open, Lord. Lord, the eyes of the understanding be enlightened so that they can see and understand and really know, God, because you're giving everybody a chance. Deuteronomy 28th chapter 1 through 14, if we hearken diligently and obey all these commands that you commanded us to, blessed shall we be. We'll be protected. We don't have to worry about food, water, clothing, shelter. God, our families, our loved ones, children, everything will be blessed. But if we don't listen to you, we left the heads of protection and the serpent will bite. The enemy has access and a right to attack, Lord, your remnant, your people, because of disobedience. And things happens that way because we ran from the hedge of protection to do it our way, and we can't do that. So, Father God, we stand in the gap for the nations, for the students, God, our matriarchs and patriarchs, God, a murdering and a killing, homicide, suicide spirit. Hallelujah, God. We come and we plead the blood against those situations, God, all over the face of the earth, God, and the mask wearing, God. We just pray, Lord, that everything be decent in order, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you institute, God, and order, whereas mask still must be worn because we're still in a pandemic, God. It's not no good for half wearing masks and half not wearing masks. We all need to wear masks until there's a major decrease in this pandemic, God, so we can help one another, protect one another, take care of one another a little bit more, God. Lord, and we just lift up India and all the nations. Lord, who's going through, who's without, who has much less than we, God. Hallelujah. And I just keep thinking, I can't understand the Jebusites and the Hittites crying out to the Israel for help, but yet they're serving a god called Melech, the Ammonites, serving a different god. It's strange, but unless they come on the Lord's side, unless they come on the Lord's side, and the remnant of God stand in the gap, they're already lost. They already lost, God, and we just speak on their behalf. We stand in the gap, God, for the ones that don't know you as Lord and Savior, don't even know you or recognize you as God, Father, or creator of heaven and earth, God. Lord, we just pray, Lord, give them another opportunity, God, to hear your word, God. Lord, give them another opportunity. Send ministers by. You don't want anybody to go to hell, but you want all to repent. Lord, and come in the sheepfold, all over the face of the earth. If my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, will humble themselves, and which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. And then you said in verse 15, now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive unto the cry in this place. And so, God, we just lift them up. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. but we lift you up because we love you. You first loved us, but your love, God, is incompassable. We can't understand it, God. It's so beautiful, and we love you, and thank you for giving us the opportunity and watching over our loved ones, God. Oh, God, bless our houses. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trying to see if Mother McCormick was there because I didn't. She didn't answer. Are you there? Okay, we'll get Mother. Maybe she might go on another line. I'll just try to see. Okay, then we're gonna have Mother. We'll let until Mother McCormick find out whether she came on another line or not.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and pray?
Yes, because she didn't answer. So.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you right now. We praise you right now. We give you glory. We worship you. And we thank you, Lord God, that you love us in spite of everything that we see, we hear. You love us, and we are your people. The earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We belong to you. The scripture teaches, Father, that all souls belong to you. Now, we're not saying where they're going to spend eternity, but your word teach that all souls belong to you. You made us. We didn't make ourselves, and we thank you, hallelujah, that you are our Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you that, Lord God, you are so good. You are so merciful, hallelujah. I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you, Lord God, that, yes, you will perfect that which concerns us, Lord God. I thank you for your word, Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good for them, to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. Father God, I know some things don't look good, it don't feel good, but God, your word says, hallelujah, even in 1 Corinthians, praise God, that we have victory, glory be to God, in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. He's already, hallelujah, worked this thing out, hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord. Oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. I hope y'all can still hear the prayer, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes, we can.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bind up the interference, the technology interference, the distractions, Father, even now at the name of Jesus. And glory be to God. Thank you for the authority that you give us, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You tell us, Lord God, whatsoever we, you said, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door be open, seek and you shall find. Hallelujah, whatsoever we ask you in Jesus' name, you will give it to us so that our joy be full. So we ask you, Lord God, for those things, Lord God, that you, Lord God, already desire for us. That is your good and divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We ask you to let it be so in accordance with your divine purpose for our lives in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel these deaths and these murdering and killings in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of witchcraft. Thank you for the power of your word in Psalms 91 that says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We pray for your presence. The secret place is your presence, Father. And we pray that we will always be abiding in your presence. Glory be. You said you'll never leave nor forsake us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You said, hallelujah, verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and you, dear God, we will trust in you. Hallelujah. We trust you because even when we falter, even when we waver, Lord God, and we're not all that we ought to be, glory be to God, and we thank you for your mercy and your forgiveness, Lord God. We thank you for your loving kindness toward us. We thank you, Lord God, that there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that you're working situations out. We can't see it all because everything we see in the world, it is dark. It's wickedness, Lord God. But we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that there will be a great turnaround in the name of Jesus. Mama used to say, Lord, there's a great indignation in the land. We pray, oh God, against this indignation in the land. We pray, oh God, that you turn around these situations. We pray, God, that you deliver these people who are not using a good sound mind. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you open up the blinded eyes, Lord God. Let the ears hear. Let people realize it's time to turn away from evil and wicked and darkness and come to the light of the Lord Jesus. God, we pray for people everywhere. We pray for our people in positions of authority, leadership, Lord God. We pray for our president, a presidential administration, Lord God. We pray for those task force that's been assigned to work and determine what better things we can do to make life easier and better for people everywhere, not just one type of person, but for people all over the world. Forgive us, Father God, because sometimes we should have spoke up. I heard the message, dear God, that says if you see something, say something. But sometimes we as your people who should be bold, we've been quiet, and we ask you to forgive us for being quiet. Sometimes, yes, we have to speak up and say, well, if there's no justice, there will be no peace. We're going to cry loud, as the scripture teaches, cry loud and spare not, Lord have mercy, not partaking in rioting and wickedness and evil and shooting up, but we want to pray, God, that we speak up until, Lord God, those in positions of leadership will hear and say, well, you know what? That is a better way to do things. Let's teach people not to hate. And it starts in the household of faith. Those in positions of authority in the household of faith should be preaching, hey, God is a God of love, and if you say you are a child of God, you should be walking in the spirit of love and love people all over. You shouldn't have hate in your heart and devising plans behind closed doors of how you can bring about wicked and evil things. Lord God, have mercy and deliver people, Lord God. Deliver people from the darkness of the wicked one at the name of Jesus. God, I pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that the sword of the Spirit will be released. Your word, hallelujah, is the sword of the Spirit. Go forth with your anointing to set, hallelujah, those that have been deceived, those that are under a strong delusion, to loose them and set them free. Jesus came to set the captive free, proclaim liberty to those, Lord God, that have been held bound. Jesus, have mercy. Open up blinded eyes and let people realize that it's time to turn. It's time to let go of the things of the world, because if you live for the things of the world, you're going to die and be separated from the Lord. And God, I pray that this will enter the heart of people everywhere, that they don't want to miss out on eternity with you. Thank you for the power of your word. Hallelujah. You said in Psalms 91, again, verse 5, we shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow by day. Glory be to God, because you're for us. You're on our side. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You said, nor should we be, Lord God, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, or nor the destruction that lay waste at noonday. You said 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Glory be to God. And you said only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. God, you are the one who will recompense a righteous judgment to those that trouble us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You deal with the enemy, Lord God. You said because in that verse 9 of Psalms 91, because we have made the Lord our refuge and the Most High our habitation, you said in verse 10, there shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you created us in such a way if our body obtains some foreign matter, it has a way of throwing up. It has a way of getting rid of that thing that's not supposed to be in our bodies. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him, I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Hallelujah. And verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer. Yes, you will, Lord. I will be with him in trouble. Yes, you will. I will deliver him. Yes, you will, Father. And I will honor him. And with long life, hallelujah. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life to the full. You said, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. God, you are good and you are worthy to be celebrated. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be honored, to be worshiped. Because you care so much about us, and you don't want to leave us in an unsaved state. You want us to be successful and well and whole. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us, Lord God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that it start at the household of faith that, Lord God, we are repentant for not speaking up. Because sometimes when we should have spoke up, we didn't say a word. Forgive us, Lord God, for behaviors that we have allowed in our lives. Help us, Lord God, not to, I heard the young lady say rationalize, not minimize, rationalize, or compromise. Help us not to do any of that. Help us just to hear your voice, to study your word, to obey you, Lord God. As Charles Stanley say, obey God and leave the consequences to him. God, I love you so much. I thank you so much. I thank you for the prayer warriors, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for each one of them and their families. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you deal with those that insist on committing wicked and darkness in the name of Jesus. We pray for the nation of India, the country, India, Lord God. We pray, oh God, against the devastations that they're going through. In the name of Jesus, God, you know why. You have the answer to why. But I believe it's just simply because of sin and wickedness in the land. We ask you to have mercy. Forgive, Lord God. Let people realize, hey, I don't need to be serving no idol gods now. It's time to bow down to the true and living God, repent of my actions, and turn to God. God, we pray on behalf of this nation because at the end of the day, all souls belong to you, and you love everyone. You have compassion, hallelujah, on everyone, and you don't want them to stay in a darkened state, but you want them to come out of darkness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We pray against these rioting. We pray, Lord God, for mercy in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Lord God, the judges, the governors, the Lord God marshals, the police force, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that if there's people that insist on taking matters in their own hand and they're supposed to be taking oath to serve and protect and they decide I'm going to be who I want to be on this job, God, we pray that they are removed from that office, that they don't. If they're not going to protect and serve and they're going to shoot and kill whoever they want to, God, we pray that this is stopped. It ceases now in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Whatsoever we ask you, believing that we receive, we have what we ask to be. So I trust you, Lord God. I know that there's evil on earth, and I know that you're going to sell the account because you got one angel waiting to deal with that Satan in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You're going to settle that account at your appointed time, God. But in the meantime, God, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for helping, Lord God. And, God, we pray that you destroy the wickedness of the wicked in the name of Jesus and let the vices of the ungodly come to nothing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray against the hatred, the bigotry, the injustice of the land. God, let people see it's time, hallelujah, to, Lord God, hallelujah, lead people to you. Live a life, Lord God, of light and salt in the earth, and let us reveal you to people in the earth today that will make them desire, hallelujah, to have a changed mindset and come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord God. Thank you. I pray a special prayer for these people who have had surgical wounds, that they are healed. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those who have had fractures, Lord God, that their limbs, Lord God, heal quickly in the name of Jesus and completely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We pray, Lord God, that for people who are, Lord God, have been trapped into the deception of taking even prescribed medication and now they're hooked on it. We pray for their strong deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. God, we pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you do give us liberty and freedom from sin, from the sickness, from disease, from the pandemic. Yes, from the pandemic. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, against, Lord God, the strongholds, the addictions, Lord God, the sex sins, identity issues. God, people just don't know who they want to be. Help them, Lord God, that the devil has deceived them in such a way. And I pray, God, that you manifest your love to them until they say, you know what? What in the world was I thinking? God, have mercy upon me and put me back on the road called straight. Father, I honor you this evening. I pray for each family that's represented on this phone. I pray for those that are still lost because you love people. You love people and you have not given up on those that still don't know you, but you're still seeking after them because you don't want none to perish. Thank you, Father. You have such a love for mankind all over the world. And God, you're going to work situations out for our good everywhere. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for putting us in our right mind. Thank you for helping us to walk, Lord God, according to your divine will, your word, hallelujah, your spirit, Lord God. Lead us in the path of your righteousness. In Jesus' name, I bless the people on this line, those that come to listen to the prayers. I bless the prayer warriors, Lord God. May all their needs be met, nothing missing, nothing broken. And those powerful ladies that preach these sermons, Lord God, give them favor. Meet the need in the name of Jesus. I honor you, Father. I thank you and I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede for each of us. Thank you, Lord God, for healing my body even as the prayers was going forward. In Jesus' name, I love you so much. Because you are for us. Thank you, Lord, that you're on our side. And you fight against every devil that try to come against us. Thank you for your warring angels that you encamp about each person that's represented on this line and their families in the name of Jesus. I honor you today, Father. I bless you. I praise you. Thank you for your presence. Always be with us, Father. Hold us with thy right hand of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I pray the prayer of faith. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Can y'all hear me now? Can anybody hear me?
Yes, my dear.
Okay. I just want to make sure because my phone is doing. All right. Thank God for each and every one that have already prayed. I touch and agree with each and every one.
And I read the scripture, Isaiah 59:1, where it said, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear. So I give glory and honor to my Savior tonight. I thank you, Lord God, and I ask you to forgive me for every sin and wrong that I may have done or whatever. Lord, I pray right now, God, for your people everywhere, God. And I ask you, Lord God, to look down on mankind all over the world. I thank you, Heavenly Father God, for how you have yet, Lord, been good to us in the midst of the pandemic, the thing that's been going on in this world. But yet, God, you have still made ways. You have still opened doors. You have still have healed people. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you have already done. But, God, we just bind up every spirit, everything that's not like you, that comes against your people. We bind it up right now and we plead the blood of Jesus on it. Because we know, God, that your word is right. And we know, God, that you said your word, John 3:16, you said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, because you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. So, Father, we love you tonight, Lord. We thank you for all what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have yet, Lord, took us through these situations, Lord God. We pray for these situations that's going on in the world, God. We bind up these spirits of killing demons, God, that's going around killing people, killing them like they might be dogs or cats. God, we pray, we bind those spirits up right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy, Lord God, because we know your word is right. Your word is right by itself. It need no adding. It need no taking away. And we thank you, Lord God, because you said also in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted above the nation. I will exalt the earth. So God, we know, God, that you're going to be exalted. You is our source. You are everything that we need. When everything else is gone and done, you say heaven and earth may pass away, but you say your word will go and stand. So, God, we thank you right now, God, for what you are and who you are and what you're doing. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that shed that sinner's blood back on Calvary Cross. He didn't have to do it, but he looked beyond our fault, and he saw our need. So, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we thank you because the word also says in Galatians 6:9, and let us, 6:9, where it said, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, and like Sister was talking about this week, a season, in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. If we just don't faint, if we just don't give up, we're going to reap it. We're going to reap it. If it's good or bad, you're going to reap it. So, God, I pray right now, I hope it's good that we reap in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray right now, God, that you will look on us all, God. Keep us, Lord God, as we walk this journey. Keep our mind on you, Lord God. I pray for every sick person everywhere, Lord God. Though that's going through different sickness in their body. Though that's going through blood pressure on tonight. Though that's going through kidney problems, the arthritis or heart problem or allergy or whatever. All these sickness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, there's so many of them, Lord God. But you said by your stripes that we are already healed. And you told us also, Lord God, in the word of God, you said in 1 John 5:14-15, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have that petition that we have asked of him. So, Lord God, we just thank you right now, and we just thank you for the healing power right now that's flowing around on people right now that's sick, because there's so many going through sickness. There's so many going through different situations, but we know that you is a healer. We know, God, that you said 2,000 years that you heal us all in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you by your stripes that we are already healed, and we thank you, Lord God, for all what you have done, what you're going to do. We pray for all the prayer warriors on this line. We pray for Pastor Hub on tonight. And we pray that you continue to bless us all. Keep us hold up, God. Keep our mind on you, Lord God. Help us not to look to the left or to the right, But help us to always remember, God, that you is the author and the finish of our faith. And so, God, keep us, Lord God, as we walk this journey and we bind every spirit that try to come against anyone in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. We need you in a day and time like this. We can't do it by ourselves because without you we can do nothing. But with you we can do all things. So we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. We praise God. Glory to God for the prayers that you have to rush through, but we thank God for that's all he gave you, but a mighty, mighty move and being in his presence tonight with just such a depthness of the anointing. Just thanking God, glory to God, for all he's already done and doing. Not going to prolong the time. Just want to worship God and give him glory and honor and that mandate he's put on our lives that we would just receive it and walk in his peace, walk in his love, walk in his authority, walk in the faith, walk in the trust, walk in the confidence, walk in the courage. Just let the anointing have free reign in us. We just put all our faith in him and rest in him and know, glory to God, in him we live and move and have our being. And glory to God, if God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he on the inside of us. God, we thank you for such love, such love. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. At this time, we're going to take the prayer request for the time that's left. Anyone that has a prayer request, even a praise report, we will have that time. God just put an urgency tonight just to pray and do intercession on so many things that needed to be tonight for us. And we stand and going to keep praying. And so we do not have we didn't have the testimonies, but so much to testify what God has done even over these last 5 years in our lives, our family lives, and other things that we've been praying about. But we will do that at another time. But thank God for you all praying so sincerely, fervently, effectual prayers. Glory to God, in-depth prayers, and we believe in God to answer. So at this time, bless the Lord. I will let you know when God unction that for to have that time. But right now, if any praise reports or prayer requests is what we want to take first, then praise reports if there is any. And pray for Minister Evangelist Brenda. She has a something before the Lord. This is a blessing, but it's just waiting for God to manifest. So we just told her I put out there a prayer for God's favor, and she walks in the anointing of God. So it's just an unspoken one out there because some things we do have to wait until God reveal the say. But we can pray and uplift, glory to God, each other while we are waiting for the process to be manifested in it. So pray for Minister Brenda in that area. Any other prayer requests? If there's no prayer requests tonight, we thank God. No praise reports. Well, we just thank God. He has been so miraculous about what all he's already done. And as I said, and thank God again, glory to God for the prayers and the vessels that are praying and interceding. And thank God for that word that came all week, glory to God, from the first night of the 23rd of this, celebrating what God has done for Prophetess Bird, glory to God. It's your season. Praise God. Did I say that right? Praise God. It's a new season, and that was coming all up in the Word tonight about the guilt. Praise God, and not a keeping secrets and being determined and what God was talking about for us. Turning things over to the Lord and really trusting and having faith. There's so many things that were said. I'm not going back over that. But everything, even tonight in prayers, was still, glory to God, touching on some of the word that was spoken each night for each prophet, even for Pastor Mitchell on the second night. On the third night, we had suit up with God's uniform. Apostle Burden. And I'm telling you, we heard that armor again tonight and various things related, glory to God. And even Pastor Bird even brought out, even read out part of a reading or prayer on glory to God about the armor. But every night been so miraculous and powerful.
Praise God. We bless the Lord for you all and pray that you continue to be encouraged. Oh, that one line came up. Didn't come open down here. Is there someone else? Oh, that's. Oh, yeah, it's open. I'm sorry. Oh, you know what? I couldn't even take no. Y'all couldn't take no. You couldn't give me no prayer request. All y'all lines open up said Mother McCormick. Oh, no wonder. Y'all probably been talking to yourself. I guess I got too excited. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Nobody couldn't have said anything because all the mics are closed. Forgive me. I looked at one. I just looked down and saw that one open, so I figured nobody didn't look back up to see that all the lines were still on on pause. Praise God. I ask for forgiveness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Getting too excited tonight.
Hello.
Yeah, we forgive you.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I was trying to.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. I want everybody to pray for my sister, Mary Helen Peake. She's at the emergency room right now.
Lord, praise God.
I just talked to a sister, and they're taking her back for a scan. But just keep her lifted in prayer. She has a lot of health problems right now, but we are believing God for complete healing, and we were coming against a stroke in Jesus' name. So I think everything is looking good, but just pray for her general health. And also, I ask each of you to pray for God has called me to start a church, Glory Church, in Duncan, South Carolina. So I'm just asking you to pray for us as we be on this journey that God has set us on. So thank you.
Praise God. We're going to go ahead and touch and agree and pray for that. And Mother Alexander, I'm going to join in prayer with all of us to pray for Pastor Bird, sister, you know, Prophetess Mary Peake, y'all heard her online before and whatever, but in all the conditions that coming up against her body, and like Pastor said, she was going to agree, no stroke, but anything to do with a heart or anything else, and also for to take that prayer with this new assignment God has given Pastor Bird. She's a seasoned woman. We believe in wisdom and blessings for the church glory called Glory Ministry. So, Mother Alexander, you take that and ask the other prayer requests out there. We just want to do that immediately because Pastor may have to leave the line. Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you see and you know all things. And, Father, if you call her for that mission, Lord God, we know you're already preparing the ways and everything is in order. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and for his sister, Lord God, Lord, you is a healer. We know that you know all things. And whatever is going on in the body, Lord God, we know you know, Lord God. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you touch our body, Lord God. And we ask you, Father God, to let our body to bring everything back together, Lord God, that she don't be suffering no more pains, Lord God. For your word said, Heavenly Father, when we pray, Lord God, believe. And your word said, Heavenly Father, ask. And believe when you ask by faith. Whatever it is you ask for, believe that you are the only way, Lord. We know that you are the healer, Lord. There's not a healer but you. But we also know, Lord God, that your will be done regardless. And so we thanking you, Father God, to let your will be done, Lord God, that she will rise up again, Lord God, because your promise is to us, Lord, that we must ask, Lord God. And if we ask, we believe we will receive, Lord God. And, Lord, you said in your word, pray for your prophets also, Lord. So, Lord, we already speak in that victory in our situation, that you already gave us that victory over that situation, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God, Mother. Who else have a prayer request?
This is Sister Magdalene McCormick's daughter. I have a prayer request and I have a praise report. My prayer request is for my oldest son, my stepson. Callie's father, they have finally, they charge him with child endangerment. And when he accidentally drops his daughter, he's facing 25 years. And,
oh, my God.
We're just praying, asking for prayers to trying to get the money up for bond. His bond is $250,000, and trying to get money up and for him to come go get out and work. I think they said the trial will probably be in about 2 years, so he can get out and work and pay for his lawyer and everything. But just pray, he, even though he's going through what he's going through, his spirits are very good, and I'm just asking for prayer for that. Also, I'm asking for prayer for my family. I have had 3 deaths in the family already, and a cousin died this morning, so that makes 4 this month. And my praise report is I received a phone call today from Greenville, North Carolina, and they get ready to do the assessment for my transplant. And so once I get the assessment done, I'm just waiting for my phone call. And I claimed it that I was going to have my kidney this year, and I'm thanking the Lord for it. Y'all just don't know what I've been going through. Hallelujah. I'm so happy.
Bless
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I just ask for your prayers.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise God. Pastor Bird still on the line? Did you drop off?
Oh, would you let somebody else take that, please?
Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, I do bless you tonight. And I thank you, glory to God, for Sister Teresa. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing in the midst of her son. Glory to God. That God, we know in the midst of everything that's going on, there's nothing too hard for you. In the midst of all of this that's challenged, God, we're praying that it could be a reduced sentence. Oh, God, you just bless her request that he can be out and they can be able to have the bond money, that he can be out and still be able to work and get funds together for to go to trial and go to in this situation. And, God, we know sometimes we have situations where it can be very harsh, but under the circumstances, things may look like it was intentional and it wasn't intentional. But, God, we are praying in the midst of this law that's already on the books. You can touch hearts and turn things around. So, God, we just ask you to work a miracle in the midst of this situation. We pray for his mind. We pray for the circumstances around. We pray for his family. We pray, glory, as you continue to bless and keep little Kelly healed and whole in the name of Jesus. God, we pray also for the family, even they already had 3 deaths, but in the cousin. But, God, in the midst of all of this, God, we thank you that you are a healer and a deliverer and a comforter to the family. So we just pray for the family. We pray, glory to God, that it is to be bonded together even more. In the name of Jesus, once for man to die, but God, we bind up untimely deaths and sickness and disease. We bind up depression and oppression and suppression. But I praise you, glory to God, for the excitement and the word that just came forth in the praise report that she's been praying and speaking life, saying, I'm going to have my kidney this year. Thank you for the assessment, the phone call that came in. Thank you for the joy on the inside. Thank you, Lord God, the transplant, when it takes place, it'll come soon, and it won't be no problems. It will match up, glory to God, longevity, even with this woman of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for health and wholeness. We're thanking you, glory to God, for what you're doing in her life, her husband, her family. Thank you, glory to God, for a mother that prays. Thank you for all the family, glory to God, what you're doing, and these prayer warriors as we stand in the gap in agreement with her. And we are looking forward to the process, glory to God, going to be soon, and glory to God, in the midst of it all, we thank you for the doctors. Thank you, glory to God, for all those that will care for her in every area. And we plead the blood of Jesus over everything and everybody that's going to be a caretaker for her. And no complications and no problems, just blessings in Jesus' name. Even though we're getting ready to sign off, that does not mean that we still can't pray. So any other prayer requests?
I have two praise reports, please.
Okay, go ahead, Pastor.
All right. I asked family down on the next block for me whose 15-year-old son was shot down in the streets on Thursday night. We were on the prayer line when it happened. And so
My God.
I was out going, I was going to see them and to see what we could do for them. And if the neighbors say they wasn't going, the house was stinking, the people was around, and a lot of people always hang around that house for some reason. But I prayed over it, and I felt like I needed to go and do something and let the people know, you know, that the Lord loves them, and just to support them in this tragedy, in this horrible, evil tragedy. It said the little boy and this lady, the same lady that I talked to today about 25 years ago, her son was killed at the end of that block, and her grandson was killed at the front end of the block on Thursday night. And I went in to talk to them and everything, and I asked her what she needed, and she said, anything you can bring is fine. And she said, I know it's a terrible thing, and I just thank the Lord for sending me and allowing me to go and, you know, and to minister to them. And I said, well, you know, I was talking to a minute, and she said, I know, say, it's a terrible thing, say, but I still know God is in control. People are telling me I need to move. But for her to say that in this time, I just thought it was so wonderful, and I thank the Lord for allowing me to go. She said that they needed food, so, you know, I'm not so much for doing a whole lot of cooking now, but, and then they say it's not a good thing because people don't want you bringing food from your house. And so I went by KFC and bought them some chicken and the fixings and everything to the house, and they were all right there standing around, and I asked her, did they have insurance, and she said his mom and dad had insurance on him, but she told me what happened. Said they didn't. Said somebody just drove up in a car and called him by name. He went to the car, and that's where they dropped him. Right there, fired that one shot, and his daddy was standing right there, and his little cousins, I think, or sisters and brothers, little young people. And I, you know, I just ask you please to continue to pray for that family. And then I have another praise report. While I was trying to get the things together, I took some more paper products and everything to the house. I went by my sister's to take her something and got out to get something from the back seat, and my car started to roll. It was rolling right into her truck, and I tried to stop the car. And I just was not thinking. But I thank the Lord for his mercy, and I thank him that he sent his angels to protect me, because I'm just learning how to walk real good without the cane, and I was trying to run to get in the car.
Lord.
The only thing I feel is a little stiffness in that wrist and where I was trying to hold on to the door to jump in. But I'm just that's a praise report. And
my
sister
God.
Hollering, let it go, and it just bumped her car. Was going up a little impact, just bumped her truck just a little bit. No damage on either car, and I'm fine. And I thank the Lord for his mercy. I thought about those Psalms 91. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
My God.
I thank you. Thank you. That's what the mercies of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. That is a blessing,
yes,
in itself. But thank God you were available, glory to God, for that family in such a horrible situation. Call the child out by name and shout it right there in front of his family.
Right in front of his dad and his little cousins and things. And she said, I heard the shot from my back. She was in her bedroom and said she heard the shot. And said, they say his name, I think it's Keyshawn or something like that. Said, Keyshawn. And that's where he dropped him, right there in front of her gate, right there, just dropped him. And nobody reckoned, and they didn't have the people. You know, sometimes when things happen, you can't think just what to do. And nobody thought to try to get the license number. They were so concerned about the boy when he fell. They went to him. Nobody got the license. And so nobody knows. They still looking. Nobody knows who it was and why they did it.
God knows, some kind of way, going to trip up, going to say something or do something. But God, You work that out and you find them in the name of Jesus and let justice be done. But heal that family and deliver them and encourage them and strengthen them, God, in the midst of all this turmoil and everything that's going on. God, we pray for a healing in the name of Jesus. And God, direct that mother that don't do all that tragedy, whether she should stay or whether she should live. And the horror of thinking 25 years ago in the same block or down the block, that's got to be hard. But God, I pray, God, healing, deliverance, and encouragement and strength in Jesus' name. God, save, God, most of all the ones that don't know in the partners, and save and bring that family together. God, we are praying that you will, glory, let justice be done and reveal where they can't rest, they can't sleep, they are not going to have whoever's a part of it, the one that pulled the trigger and the ones that even will accompany them, if there's somebody else in that, whatever the plot was. But God, I pray, glory to God, that the people's heart don't become so hardened of the family from hearing that, that they don't do anything, glory to God, to cause themselves have to be in trouble either, in Jesus' name.
That's
praise
right.
God.
That's right.
Mother, would you pray for Sister Brenda? She has something, glory to God, we believe in an outcome that's going to be, God be glorified in. Would you pray for her unspoken request?
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we thank you so much, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up Sister Brenda. Dear God in heaven, you know her unspoken request. We pray favor, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that that's what her desire is, because she's a child of God, because she's your servant. We pray, God, that you will grant her favor and give her, Lord God, the desire of her heart regarding this request. We thank you in advance, and we pray the prayer of faith with expectation that it's already done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that you care so much about us, that you want to meet the need, and you're able to do it. In Jesus' name, we pray that prayer, and we thank you for doing it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Anyone else?
Apostle Hubbard.
Yes.
I was on the prayer line all this time, but when it was time for me to pray, my phone just, like, it didn't die. Well, it did. I start praying. I don't know if anybody heard me, but it just cut off. And then when I came back on, you were like, I'm trying to get him, see if he's come, you know, waiting for him to get on the prayer line. And then I heard, you want me to pray, Prophetess BJ? That was Mother Willette. Then I heard Mother McCormick. And then I tried to say something, and now my phone was going to mute and unmute. And I was like, hello, can anybody hear me? No, I mean, my phone was like,
you had already prayed, though.
No.
But praise you had already God. Prayed, remember?
Oh, I prayed the whole prayer?
Yeah, your whole prayer was prayed. When I was talking to, talking about Sister McCormick, Sister McCormick, because when you finished praying, I thought you was finished. When you finished praying, I went on, because the way it sounded like you had finished, I opened the line for Mother McCormick, and her phone was acting up. She didn't get to come on.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, praise God. Because phone was just acting up. Oh, Lord.
You know what? We're going to come against this foolishness now. Whatever's going on with Mother's McCormick's phone, God been blessing all this time, and whatever this stuff is about coming up with these airlines or whatever, we cancel those assignments. They're dropping with your phone periodically and that, and then sometimes Mother Willette have to go through with her phone. Whatever this whatever this is that the enemy is coming up against, these phone lines or in the airways or whatever, we know there's some natural things that go on, but we also know sometimes the enemy are trying to intervene on what God is doing. We cancel those assignments that these phone lines, these computers, glory to God, these tablets or whatever we are using, glory to God, will operate without having any complications or problems, so we can be able to get out in the airways, whatever God has given us to pray, to preach, to teach, to minister, to encourage, whatever it is. is. Glory to God. To intercede in prayer that what he called us to do, we cancel those assignments and we plead the blood of Jesus and we speak, glory to God, that they will be clear. And cancel any other thing you want to try to come up with. Anything come up with our bodies or anything for us being on our posts or anything else that he's trying to come up. We speak life, health, and wholeness, peace, and joy. Pray, glory to God, these instruments will operate. Pray blood covering over our families, over this ministry, over, glory to God, the church family. In the name of Jesus, we speak, glory to God, that the will of the Lord will be done. And we will communicate, glory to God, what that God wants us to give in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we honor you and thanking you for it. The Satan that you will bind up and, glory to God, we cancel and loose and dismantle, uproot, glory to God, anything that you already plotting, planning, and doing right about now in Jesus' name. And we just call our joy back and our peace and the blessings of the Lord that are rich and maketh no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, if that is it for tonight, we are about 10 minutes over the time, but we'll go over to God what we need to say and do is out in the airways, so we're thanking God for it being done, and we pray, glory to God, that you continue to be blessed. We want to share with you something that happened out of 5 years. Something that happened, glory to God, and I'm using it as a testimony because the devil is a liar. Once we finished last night on such a dynamic move of God, no, on Saturday night, it was a blessed move all week. Saturday night, after we got off with Pastor Mitchell, you know, sometimes I talk to some of you after you done ministered. But anyway, we were just celebrating. Do you know that I saw all of you all said all good nights, saw all the lines when they dropped and everything and so forth and so on. And I touched this phone. Evidently, it didn't click all the way to be off. Do you know we done talked about 20 minutes on the phone, and all of a sudden I hear, you have 30 seconds. It captured all our praise and glorifying the Lord and sharing and talking all the way down to a testimony of talking about some little issue of glory to God that we are praying for our children. And I'm like, when you get ready to hear, glory to God, I want you to be prepared. When you get ready to hear Saturday night, you hear all the anointing of what God blessed in the word and the lines are open and you're talking and celebrating on the other end, plus a little information, glory to God, that we were talking about praying for our children. That's what happened. I said, now it's been 5 years. Nothing like that never happened, that the line was not closed, glory to God, completely. So in the meantime, I just want to prepare you, so when you get ready to listen back on Saturday night, you can dismiss it or just, you can't erase it because of the erase stuff. I don't even know anything about how to do any of that, but if it did, it probably would take the whole message out. So just enjoy the message again, and most of it is about praise, but other part is a little bit about, we're talking about praise for our kids, children at the last 5 minutes or 7 minutes or whatever. But in the meantime, I just want to let you know, I said, that enemy is busy, but you know what? I touched it, but I just didn't push the button all the way clear. But nevertheless, I say, thank God we wasn't all up in no flesh and all out there in left field, which I don't like to do. I don't do that anyway. But it could have been a situation, could have been talking about something private to have somebody touch and agree and pray about. So I thank God nothing was out there that would be, you know, something to bring shame or what. But if you're hearing it, that's what it was all about. So in the meantime, but still yet enjoy the word, the episodes, as much as you can of what God is doing. I have went all the way back and listened to some things that either one night, one of these times, out of just celebration, I'm going to pull up some of the old ones from the beginning, and so we can hear just a little bit of what God has been doing over the years. But that's going to take some time. But I just want to thank you all for being so faithful all these last 2 months, just celebrating the Lord, your faithfulness, because you love God and you love glory to God, God's people, and you're faithful and sincere about what you're doing as being intercessors and warriors for the Lord and ministers of the gospel. It's showing, because there's no way you could be that dedicated if you didn't love God and God didn't put this in your heart to be part of this divine connection. Warriors for the Lord. I mean warriors. You are not people like some people put together sometimes. Oh, we're prayer warriors and we intercessors. Oh, honey, these people right here is really, truly warriors, because 5 years being on the line, and my brother Blackie came on. He's 2 years now, but glory to God. And Mother Sims just started with us over the last several months. But all the warriors before, all of you all have been so faithful
I praise God from the very beginning. I glorify the Lord. Mother Alexander been from the very beginning. Praise God. Mother Willette came a little bit after, but Sister Brenda been from the beginning. Pastor Bird, Pastor Burton, glory. She was there for the first couple of years, felt a year and something, Pastor Tweedy, but, you know, Lord bless and send her in another direction. But when we first started out and I was over in Tulsa, Pastor Dorothy, glory to God, I know she's still praying in the background, she's been with us, and then with a blessing for 3 years in the ministry, just even paying for it, and then now we're taking it on for ourselves. God bless. This has been so powerful. Sister Noel used to be on periodically, but we were talking about the Warriors now that's been on a for a long time. Okay, Pastor Bird, too. I want to get her as well. But you ladies and this gent that came on and our new glory to God, blessed, I mean, person to come in, blessed. Kincaid, you know, she has been just getting there just to support and being back and forth and what it like on the line. But y'all Warriors have been on warring, standing. Glory to God. Anytime I look around, glory to God, Mother Alexander is on her post. Mother Willette is on her post. Pastor Bird, even though there was a time she had to go to Florida in between a little bit, had a little break, but she's still warned for us. Glory to God. Sister Brenda, glory. Pastor Burton was there for quite a while. But you all, glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for you. So being so sincere about what God has given. Praise the Lord. I get so tied up. I've been a forgot, glory to God, something in between, but nevertheless, I appreciate it, and I'm praying that the Lord bless. I want to do something, but I don't know when that's going to be, and I certainly hope we still can do what we were talking about. Couldn't do it last year because of the pandemic, but we're always going to meet in Charlotte because Brother Black, he's in Connecticut, but he was going to fly here to Charlotte, and then the rest of you all, like Mother McCormick, she's right there in High Point. I'm in Charlotte, and all the some of the other Warriors are there in Columbia, and whatever. Now Pastor Bird is out in the area near Greenville, but it's still yet. This would have been the central place. The longest person distance would have been my brother. But I'm praying God bless that we'll still get that time that we can fellowship. We're going to have prayer. We're going to have lunch together, or have the lunch and then have the prayer. He was just going to stay, you know, get a hotel and stay overnight. The other ones, y'all are so close. We were no more than an hour, 45 minutes away. So less than 2 hours away each way for everybody else. So I pray that will come to fruition, that God will bless and we'll have that time to really gather. And some of the others that's been listeners and then want to be a part to meet with us and whatever like this, we'll talk about that and find out that can come to, we can come together and really have that time of prayer physically and be able, glory to God, to have that time to also eat at the table where we can find whatever restaurant that we can be able to sit and eat or whatever like this, not unless we decide to do something different, whatever. But that is still a desire and a vision to come to pass. Praise God. So we just got to pray and ask the Lord for direction, pray for life, health, and strength, and God continue to keep us, and we'll be able to be in a place where we can accomplish that along with whatever else God wants to say. But I just want to thank you so much for y'all faithfulness, and even when you can't come on, you heard all. It's just so many things God is doing. I'm just overwhelmed and just elated about what God has done. That's why I just wanted to celebrate what God has done and what you're doing. At a moment notice, y'all will say, you know, if I ask you, can you pray or can you take over? Can you do this or can you like Mother Willette? Or can you do this for? Be the host. I have to be on the other. You know, I call you all and say, "Can you pray? Can you minister now? Or can you do this time? Or can you do whatever?" I no problem. And even I love glory to God when y'all busy, you still gonna call and say, "Well, you know what? Not available right now, or whatever, or on the road driving." So it's just miraculous. Nobody can do this but God, and somebody having a love for God and His people and care about the assignment that God's put on y'all. This is nobody but God. 5 years, I pray much more, and I pray whatever mission that in between that God have you doing, and He just bless your endeavors as He open up and give you visions and dreams about other things. Praise God. Amen. I'm just full. So in the meantime, we pray blessings upon you, healing, deliverance, encouragement, financial blessings, spiritual blessings, debt cancellation, blessings in your family, those that need salvation, go out in our families. We pray for that. Pray that we walk in the peace and the forgiveness of the Lord. With glory to God, believe in him for restoration and also for restoring some things. But we bless God for all of you all. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support and your love and the prayers that you pray for me too as well and the family. We love you. I know I said a whole lot, but I'm just excited about what God is doing. If there's any more, and of course we don't have any more meetings until next Monday, you know, prayer, and then the following second and fourth Sunday we'll have, you know, back to our regular service. Praise God. I said a lot. Anything anybody have to say before we close?
I wanted to give a praise report. Y'all couldn't hear me. This is Sister Rachel. I wanted to thank all of y'all for and every minister that ministered on last week, the three ministers. The word was powerful. I ate. It was good food for my soul. And I thank God for y'all's interceding and praying for me when I was going to get the vaccination. God took me through all of that. God is a good God. And I just want to tell y'all, through Blog Talk Radio, I didn't have a church to go to right now. Blog Talk Radio has been my church. Me and my daughter, we sit and we listen and we eat the word of God. So thank you. God bless each and every one of y'all for caring, because there's a lot of people that want the word. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for Blog Talk Radio. Lord, keep them. Keep them, God. Keep them going, God. Keep the radio station going, Father, because it's truly been a blessing to me.
Me too.
And praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much for the powerful testimony. Praise God. I know you touched on that one time before, but just to be able to hear that, the Lord bless you in depth, just to say that it's been a blessing as we come together and pray and minister together, and God bless. That is a great testimony. Praise God. Pray God continue to bless you. We thank the Lord that you went through your COVID shot fine. I'm praying the second one will be just as fine, too, as well.
I already got it.
Praise God. We bless the Lord.
I wanted the last shot.
Oh, that was your last shot? Last Tuesday. Okay, last shot on Tuesday.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You're doing good.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
God,
pray God continue to bless. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for
and
that praise
that
report.
Any kind of way I can be a blessing, let me know.
Well, praise God. Someone asked me, First Lady Paige asked me something, but I told her I got to pray about it. She was asking me, say, why don't you put out a what is it? Do you have Cash App? Put it out so that way if anybody want to bless the ministry or bless you, then you could have that. But I said, I got to really pray and put that before the Lord to find out whether I should put that out on the request on the prayer line about the she just mentioned it, but I gotta pray about that. But I'm not saying that you can't now. You can always call me on the phone if there's something, glory to God, that you want to do, and all I do is just deposit it into the you have my number, because I don't put it out on the phone lines, on the airwaves. Mm-hmm. So if you don't remember what my number is, you get it back from Father McCormick. And then that way, if there's something that you want to sell, then we can take it then and then put it deposit in the bank. But I have not gotten to that point. I'll have to hear from the Lord and also hear whether there's another confirmation about that part or not. But anytime not, well, I'm just, and I don't have no other way to let anybody know that I'm not listening to ask personally, and then people won't know I'm not unless there was some way. But I just haven't gotten to that place yet to put it out on the Blog Talk invite yet. So, but in the meantime, pray God's blessing. So you just be led by the Lord, and you can, like I said, talk to Brother McCormick, and then we can just get information like that, and then we'll do that. So for
We do have prayer warriors that they send a seed in and stuff like that to help keep the ministry going, which is that's $39 a month and whatever. Just we do that and whatever. Just try to keep ministry going, and we still have some things we still have to do with that to keep it going. But in the meantime, we bless the Lord for you and thank God. And no more praise reports. Anything else? We're gonna get ready to say good night, and we love you. Shalom. And be encouraged as we continue to encourage one another, keep each other covered under the blood, and continue to pray for us and pray for the ministry, pray one for another, and let us continue to be faithful and be honest and truthful before the Lord so his will can be done in us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom. Y'all have a good night.
Shalom.
And keep the faith. All those, praise, I mean, all those prayers, we got to keep the faith that God's going to bless. Okay, then. I love you, and y'all have a good night. Shalom.
Good night.
Shalom.